And we have a great guest, and she's a repeat, thank heaven, called Lisa Slavovska, but she's here to talk about something completely different. Welcome, Lisa. Really good to see you.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah. It's very sweet.
Last time you were here, you are brilliant about arranging space. I have to say that about you. I love my office, and Lisa did that. If anybody's around, pop in and have a look. And it's like at least 6 or 7 years ago, right?
That's
not
right.
Recent, and your whole thought had changed about space and arranging it. And that was what you were speaking about last year when you popped by.
That's right.
Yeah. And you haven't lost that gift, because I go into places that you've been in, and you do understand how to turn a house into a home.
That's right.
So if anybody wanted to talk to you about that, I'm sure you would. But right now, and I love entrepreneurs, I really do, and you have begun a new business, and I want you to talk about it, such as the name and how you came up with that.
Oh, Figs and Honey.
Yes. Great
well,
name.
I'll tell you something. When I was very little, I had two things I wanted to do. One was to be an interior designer, and one was to be an esthetician. And it's interesting that I've the two careers that I'm picking in my lifetime, I'm seeing them through at different stages.
And which is interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And everything to do with the interiors was about uplifting people's vibration,
yes.
creating a positive environment, a healing environment, a safe environment. So actually, in a very funny sort of way, this is not totally disconnected, because my parents boo-hooed me becoming an esthetician. The idea of picking around at somebody's feet disgusted my father and said, I've raised my child, gone to lovely schools, and you're not doing that. You know, you're going to be a lawyer or something very
oh,
special.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, in his mind. Of course, I was a creative child, and that just was not something I had intended to do or wanted to do. However, he did send me to business school and then secretarial school, and I did all that because that's what you do. And my father was Greek, and we didn't really not do what he wanted us to do.
I see.
Anyway, so to cut it into a very long story, I really put the whole aesthetician thing to the back burner, because
right.
it was not a possibility. He wasn't willing to support me at the time to go to do the education. So I pursued the business secretarial school, and then later qualified as an interior designer in night school later, and got myself through that, which was great. And it's been an amazing career. However, I really felt there was a little turning point a few years ago when I went back to London in 2007. 2003, and I went back to school.
Uh-huh.
And originally, everyone says to you, you've got to do what you wanted to do when you were a child. Well, I really wanted to do this. So originally, I just did the course to just get back in touch with, is that real? Like, what you want to do as a child, is it possible that that's something that you
should
pursue?
Was that a
pursue?
True feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I started this course with a bunch of women. There was like 35 women, all age groups. I think I was somewhere in the middle in the age range. They started at 18 and they ended at 50, which was wonderful. And I loved it.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. And not only did I love it, from somebody who was entirely unacademic, I came first in everything.
How wonderful.
All my things that I, all my exams, all my tests, all my homework, everything I handed in, I came first. I couldn't believe that this person is possibly quite academic, because there's a lot of science involved
yes,
when
there
you
is.
Do aesthetics.
Yeah.
It sounds, you know, of course there's the hands-on, which. Anyway, so I left with that, very excited that I had graduated with it. And.
Yes.
And a little experience with a very good friend of mine who was a beauty therapist. And then I came back to Salt Spring.
Mm-hmm.
So my initial thing when I came back was to continue my interior design, which was wonderful. And I still do that. That's a part of my life that I can't
yes.
turn aside.
Yeah.
I'm constantly helping, doing other people's
things. Well, you have the way to see space. It is
and
a gift. You either do or you don't.
Yeah. But, you know, I wanted to fulfill that. I love the course so much, I wanted to fulfill it.
Right.
So what I did, after a lot of contemplating and talking with friends and praying, actually, for some direction, because I do believe we're all born with gifts and we should be using those gifts. And then when you do use
right.
those gifts, you find your total fulfillment. And I came up with, yes, I had done a healing course. I had become a Reiki master, actually, in 2005. And so that was the first step before I did the aesthetics. So I actually really felt like I wanted to use the whole process of the healing with a hands-on approach and doing all the aesthetics that I'd always dreamed of too, which I really liked. So then Figs and Honey started to come about. However, the name was an issue. I'm not a spa, and I want to emphasize that, right. Which is why I didn't come up with a lovely name, which a lot of spas do, that you know, do and call Tranquility. Although my center is a tranquil, beautiful place, but it's not a spa. I don't have... you know, the usual, when I think of a spa, I think of, you know, at least some kind of water facility, right. Steam room, those sort of things. I wanted a small center which was focused on healing and beauty therapy and touch and time and a one-on-one space where myself or another practitioner could give a treatment mm-hmm. that would heal and uplift somebody. Mm-hmm. But it really is not a spa. It's a center, and that's got to be very important. So then, of course, names. What can I come up with? And after lots of praying for a few days anyway, I came up with that in a dream at night.
Wow.
In the middle of the night, I
woke
up.
That's profound. I like that.
I know. I come up with a lot of my things in dreams.
Well, that's because you're listening.
Yes. Well, I wake up in the middle of the night, and that seems to be when I'm listening the most, because the rest of the time I'm so busy I can't listen at all. But, it's very significant,
yes.
Figs and Honey, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm half Greek. I don't know
right.
if anyone knows that, and I am fluent in Greek. I lived in Greece, lived in Cyprus, and it's a big part of my life. And figs are a historic fruit,
yes.
and something that I was raised with.
Uh-huh.
And like the West uses honey, and well, actually the Greeks do too, figs are a sign of fertility and health.
Uh-huh.
And when I started researching the properties of figs, they are unbelievably loaded with antioxidants and healing properties.
And
the milk that comes from the fig. Yes, so not only mm-hmm. eating them are good mm-hmm. for you, but actually... topically using them are fantastic. And the honey is another thing. It's funny because my English grandmother, had a theory about the honey, and she believed it was the medicine of life. And
interesting.
She used to test this on herself and her cats. She had three cats.
That is so English.
I know, it really is. And she swore that whenever her cats were on death's door several times, she had three, and for some reason something had happened, she would give them a tablespoon of honey, and she swore that it was the honey that turned things around for them. And she would put it on cuts, she would put it on her face, she would put it... She would use it to eat every day, a teaspoon of honey, you know, for sure. Yeah. So I was raised with this whole belief, and all my family laugh at me because I say, you know, got to have your honey because it's really good for you. I say a similar thing about cinnamon, which if my partner Scott's listening, he'll laugh his head off right now. But anyway, so actually it was extremely significant. So Figs and Honey, I came up with this, and I thought, yes, you know what? That's the name I want. Well, of course, everyone boo-hooed me and said it sounds like
I think it's great.
A chocolate or something you're going to eat. Like, why would you call a beauty therapy center Figs and Honey? And I said, no, I'm a foodie. So
as
to me, what
are.
You eat is it makes you happy. Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
idea of saying something that's a beautiful name and food, it's going to uh-huh. uplift you. So mm-hmm. there was lots of connections there. And that's how
I think it's great. Figs and Honey, it rolls right off the tongue.
Yes.
No pun intended.
No,
I know
it's
like food oriented.
It's lovely.
But it is. And so it is, of course, made with things that are pure.
Right.
Simple.
Well, this leads us on to the next thing. I find it very hard to find products that... first of all, I'm not into anti-aging anything. You know, that's against my whole philosophy. But I do need products that are anti-comedogenic so that
right.
I don't get blocked pores. That's my biggest problem and my mother's problem. So all through my years, I've always been looking for those products. And funnily enough, it doesn't matter how natural or expensive products are, often they're not non-comedogenic.
No.
So women are going around putting these products on, they're spending fortunes on. Apart from the fact they're loaded with carcinogens,
right.
they're also blocking their pores and causing all sorts of little whiteheads and cysts mm-hmm. to develop. So I met this incredible lady, Karen Dyke, who is a herbalist and a chemist, and she was a contact when I started to open my center to have a product line from her. She makes beautiful products
uh-huh.
herself. But then she said to me, I can create a whole line for you and I
can
show you.
That was an exciting connection.
That was
good for you.
Well, when she showed me her products that she makes, I was blown away. I tried them all and I was absolutely gobsmacked by the integrity of the person, the quality of the goods. And I really, really, you know, was blown away.
Right.
So we got hit it off extremely well. She's a Salt Spring girl.
Aha.
And they still have a home here as well on the island. And I just told her, okay, well, you know, I have this business. It's called Figs and Honey. Not everything has to have figs and honey in it because that's ridiculous. It's more about the name. But I do want those ingredients in them. Mm-hmm. And they need to be non-comedogenic. And I would like this, this, and this in them. And I want this, and I want this. And anyway, she came up with a whole range for me. And that's how this completely, totally, utterly natural range has come about.
This is amazing. And it's on Salt Spring. You're sitting on Salt Spring. You're creating this on Salt Spring.
It is.
And it's
yes.
going into the world, of course.
Yes. Well,
and
slowly, slowly.
Really,
you know, it's
great.
All very new. I started this in March, and I've only really launched into what I'm doing now. I have had amazing support from friends and
of
ladies.
Course.
And
it's a great space you have.
It is a great space.
I did, you know, get a little invite to come and have a look.
And you know what it is as well? It's about uplifting women too. I mean, in my travels, I lived in the Arabian Gulf. I've lived in Greece. I've lived all over the place. And I noticed one familiar trait, and thousands of people might say this is not true, but I would say it is very true. It is a man's world out there.
Oh, definitely, when you get into business. Absolutely.
Well, and we have the best end of a man's world in North America. Like, there's no doubt about it.
I would agree.
As women, we have the most opportunities. We have, you know, amazing lives, really, in comparison to the rest of the world's women. And what I really enjoy about this business and what's happened is I have had a chance to be helped by women and to help women.
That's really profound. But because you're right, we do have the best end
on so
North America generally.
We really, really do. And I think, I know we complain and moan and some people, but I don't think people really acknowledge, and it takes being in these countries to really understand how little opportunities and how little their voices are heard and how they're just barely getting by and functioning within their societies on the level that they can.
That's right. That is profound. I agree. So we're going to take a tiny break, but before we do that, I want you to tell people how they can find you. You've got
a phone number, an email, and
website. You go for it.
It's www.figsandhoney.com. Mm-hmm. I'm in Vesuvius, and my telephone number is 250-537-1256, and I am in the book under Figs and Honey.
Great.
So do please give me a look.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would love to. I do lovely gift certificates, too.
You
so
do.
That's very exciting.
We're going to come back in two ticks. Thank you. Don't go away. Salt Springers, here we are back again, all things Salt Spring and more with Dave and Lee every Monday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. And we have a great guest in the studio right now who is sharing with us her entrepreneurial spirit. I hope everyone was listening out there. And it is true, Lisa, that in North America we do have the best opportunity as women to be able to step forward feeling on a level playing field.
Yes.
And to start a business is always exhilarating, scary, whatever, exciting, it's everything,
it
all
very,
a big
all those things,
ball,
for sure.
Sure. And I have seen the space that you do your wonder in, and it's great. So I can really heartily recommend that people give you a call. And I just want you to give your website, your email, and your phone number again.
Okay, so it's www.figsandhoney.com. And my telephone number is 250-537-1256. And I am based in Vesuvius, right by the beach there.
Yeah,
very
great.
Accessible by bus or by car. Lots of parking.
Yeah, lots. That's just really good. So, and I love your label here. Twigs and Berries, Luscious Lime and Lemongrass Hand Cream. And it says right at the bottom in big print, made on Salt Spring Island.
Yes, it is.
I
have to just
love.
I have to give a little credit there because that name was come up by a fellow. The chap who did my website is David Latinga at Imagine That Graphics. And
oh, great.
He has, in a big giggle, I said, I need to bring my men's line out and I don't know what to call it. And he said, I know what you should call it. You should call it Twigs and Berries. And that was it. No dream, nothing miraculous. I was totally sold that very minute. It took no more thought than that. So Dave, I totally owe you one.
Yeah.
And I love the name because it brings some comedy and lightheartedness into the entire
thing. Which there is not enough of. I'm always looking for the spirit.
It is a good visual.
Spirit and whimsy here.
Definitely, always.
Absolutely.
Anything that can bring a smile on anyone's face is going to help everyone feel better.
So you do gift certificates, and possibly you could put together a little basket of goodies for people to pick up as a gift if they want to choose
things. I have lovely shaving goodies, and I've got hand creams and body and face.
Great idea.
Products.
Great idea. So back to the decision to go forward. It is sometimes people have dreams and sometimes people have thoughts, but you actually did it. And that's what I always encourage people myself, is if you leap forward, there is no abyss and the universe will run towards you. Would you agree?
I totally agree with that.
Because, I mean, you went back to school. These are not lighthearted things.
No,
you prepared
isn't.
For this. This is not, I wake up one morning and decide to be an entrepreneur.
No, it's something.
You did preparation,
passionate.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you have to step forward and it does fill in. I mean, I loved listening to you earlier in the program because you did give me that feeling that things filled in right when you needed them.
Yes.
Was there that
yes.
sense? Because you
and
were
I
looking,
think that
you
when
were stepping.
You do make a decision, indecision is the worst thing you can
exactly.
in that place. But if you can make a decision and follow your passion, and like I said, we all have gifts. And I have to tell you that what I've discovered since doing this, unlike any other work that I've done, even though I have to acknowledge that my interior design is a lot like playing, but this, I feel like I'm playing every day. It gives me that feeling when I was a child that I'm playing and I lose touch with time when I'm giving treatments, when I'm creating
really
the products. And so I understand that when people
You're
say
immersed.
That. I want everyone to feel that. And mm-hmm. I want to say, follow what you love to do because mm-hmm. you will make money, you know, money will come, but it's
not the start.
It's
I agree.
Not. Then you're
no.
living your life as opposed to going to work and waiting to live
exactly.
your life.
Exactly. That's a very profound thought. Yeah. So you hold that. Don't you lose that. And I love the line. I think it's really great. And Figs and Honey is a wonderful name. And I think it's interesting that you bring forward the meaning behind it.
Thank you.
And I think your granny was right about the healing properties of honey. I've
it
always
is.
Thought that too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Can I just add one thing very
yes.
briefly? I don't know how much time we've got, but you think about what you put onto your skin every day. Your skin mm-hmm. is your largest organ and it absorbs 60%.
That's right.
Of everything. So what I just want to say is, you think about how fast, if you put an ibuprofen cream on a sore muscle, how fast that works. It goes straight into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you put on your face and your body goes straight into your bloodstream, and it has to be filtered through your liver. Of course, when you're young, that works very effectively. As you get older, you'll get putting more and more stress on your body. That's where the carcinogens are. So as ladies,
right.
as women, we moisturize every day our faces.
Right.
We put eye face creams, we put hand creams, we put body creams. Nobody really stops to realize that by putting on all the additives and chemicals that 90% of creams out there have,
yes.
you're basically, yes, you might be moisturizing topically, but you're also daily putting poisons mm-hmm. into your bloodstream
mm-hmm.
and asking your liver to filter them.
Right.
Why do that when you can use completely natural products?
Really
Why do
point.
That? And then you're looking after your body. I mean, you would, you know, if you're going to have a choice of eating a fake carrot or a real carrot, you're going to eat a real carrot.
Yeah.
So why not put pure good products onto your body if you're going to do it every day?
Yes, exactly.
Instead of the, you know, the ones that are going to be bad for you. It just mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense. So I'm really, it's an awareness thing too, because cancer is huge.
Yes, it
and
is.
And honestly, every day, things that you do every day impact mm-hmm. your body and your health.
Yeah,
and
it is cumulative.
Washing your face, cleansing your face, women do it every single day. So it's really important that mm-hmm. we use top quality products. And I can't emphasize that enough for our health and our well-being. It's huge. Don't put more strain on your liver mm-hmm. using these sort of chemical full. And even things that say natural, often not, they're really not natural.
No, they're not.
And things that say they're organic, well, there may be one organic ingredient in them, but the rest mm-hmm. is all fake, or
it's,
at least is synthesized.
It's like
which
greenwashing
is
in the building trade. One
yes.
little green item, like a something
yes.
on a tap,
yes.
and the rest of the house is off-gassing.
Yes, and colors and
it
all
is
of that.
It is a problem. Yeah.
So the more I'm educating myself on that, mm-hmm. the more passionate I am, actually, about the pureness of being healthy and organic mm-hmm. in our daily routines. And
I know that this extreme, wonderful attitude you've got is going to have gone right out the microphone and into radio land. I'm in the studio with her, and
You're
I feel totally energized for my Monday morning. I will be visiting you. And for the third and final time, repeat. Go on to the website at www.
Yes, and I do a news and facts section. I try and change it every week. Sometimes it's bi-weekly, and I put all kinds of news and facts
Great.
About health and wellness and about ingredients and things that hopefully women will find interesting.
Great.
Because it's just fun. It's topical, but it helps people to think twice
right.
about
So yeah, it's figsandhoney.com.
Figsandhoney.com.
And is the and a little ampersand, or is that A-N-D?
No, A-N-D.
Figsandhoney.com. All
com.
One word.
Yes.
.com. And the phone number again is?
537-1256.
Perfect. You call Lisa. I feel totally energized. I will be visiting.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for bringing me my goodie bag, too.
Thank you. Mm. I appreciate that. No,
that's great. Lisa Slavoska, Figs and Honey. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lee.